It's your first day with me as my mate, little O. I'm allowing you a grace period of a month to learn the rules and everything that's expected of you. We agreed on being a traditional Alpha and Omega pairing. You still want that, right? That's what I thought. To start off with, you only have five rules, but you're going to be following them. It's only five, though. That's not too many to remember, right? Like I said, I don't want to overwhelm you, Omega. But you're no longer single. A lot of things are going to change. You have expectations of you now. You have a job. And that job is making me happy. Understand? That's my good little. Oh. The rules are written down and on the fridge for you in case you forget, but I wanted to tell them to you face to face for the first time. You're my Omega, and I just want to make sure that you're well taken care of. That's all. And if you don't like any of the rules, you tell me and we can discuss them, okay? You're being so good for Alpha. The first rule is that you will always treat me with respect. It's not yes, it's yes, Alpha. It's not no, it's no, Alpha. You will not forget your manners when addressing me or other alphas, or else you will be bent over my knee and given 10 spanks. If it continues, the punishment will scale with how disrespectful the action is. This is going to take some time to get used to, which is why I'm allowing you a month to learn the rules. They say it takes 30 days to form a habit. I want you to get into the habit of addressing all alphas with an honorific. You're a traditional Omega now. That means people are going to be expecting certain behavior. Perfect behavior. Now, obviously, I don't want you to be perfect. A bit of pushback is always fun. I'm just telling you this so that you don't embarrass us in public. If you misbehave, it reflects poorly on the both of us, and I would rather not get into trouble for having an unruly Omega. Understand? I knew you would, little O. You're so smart. That's why I fell in love with you. The next rule is following everything I ask of you on a list. Every day you will be given a list of things I expect you to complete. Of course, if you can't actually complete everything, just tell me. I don't want you to overwork yourself, Omega. You're far too precious for that. But I will create a small list of things I want you to do every day. Things like making sure you get dressed every day, or maybe clean the dishes, or I don't know, even read for an hour. Stuff like that. I might also add to the list throughout the day. For example, I might ask for proof that you're wearing the outfit I picked out with a photo. And if I don't like that photo, I might get more specific about what you're wearing, what you're not wearing, what pose you're in. After all, you belong to me, Omega. If I want to see what's mine, it's only fair that I get to see what I want when I want, right? Such a lovely little thing. I don't want to be strict with you. I don't want to make you lose your independence just because you're mated to me. I want you to willingly submit to me, Omega. That's the best gift I could ever receive. Your third rule is to always be honest with me. This includes how you're feeling, what your thoughts are, if you like or don't like something. I want to know every little thing that goes through your pretty head. Whether it's good or bad, I want to know what you're feeling. If you want to do something, I want you to tell me so that we can do it together. If you don't want to do something, tell me. I don't want to make you uncomfortable or unhappy or do anything you don't want. You're so important to me, Omega. I only want to make you happy. Spoil you rotten. Ruin your fun with everyone else except for me. In order for me to be able to do that, you have to be honest with me, okay? You aren't going to lie just to protect me or my feelings, right? If you aren't feeling great, tell me so we can have a rest day in bed. If you're wanting to be alone, tell me so I can give you space. You are the most important thing in the world to me, little O. Your happiness is my number one priority, but that requires total honesty from you. Do you get that? I know it's going to be hard for you to be honest with yourself and your feelings, but I'm hoping it's something we can work on together. You're not alone in this. Now, your fourth role isn't as heavy as the third one, so you're past the tough conversation. Your fourth role is, when you have a good day, you get rewards, and when you have a bad day, you get punishments. If you do everything I ask of you, if you follow all your rules, you're well-behaved, all that, then you get a reward at the end of the night. Something that will make behaving like an angel for your alpha totally worth it. But if you misbehave, there's going to be punishments that match the crime. Now, if you want a punishment, you don't have to act out to get it, little O. I know how you feel about punishments sometimes, so if you want one, all you have to do is ask me. I have no problem treating my Omega exactly how they want, as long as they're honest with me and remember their manners. Do you see how the rules all play into each other, Omega? Aren't you the smartest, my perfect mate? This is the final rule, but arguably the most important. Are you ready for it? Are you sure you're ready for it? All right. I'll stop dragging this out. Your final rule is to let Alpha, that's me, take care of you. I know that's really hard for you sometimes, but I want you to let me take care of you. I want to treat you how you deserve to be treated, Omega. You're amazing. You do nothing but make me smile. Since I've met you, my life has been amazing. You complete me in a way that no one else ever has. Sure, I dated around, but I met you, and I knew from that very moment you were meant to be mine. You agreeing was the happiest day of my life, little O. Bringing you to our home, mating you last night. It was like something out of a dream. So please, do me the favor of letting me take care of my Omega and spoil you rotten. That's all the rules, Omega. Do you think there's something you can manage to do for your Alpha? I thought you would. Do you have any objections or additions? Anything you want to say to me? Remember, one of your rules is to be honest. So if you have anything you don't like, tell me now so we can discuss it. Okay, Omega. As things progress and you get more comfortable here and in your role as a traditional Omega, I think I'll be adding more rules. I also think some of them might change. Nothing's written in stone. Good Omega. Do you want something from me? Did someone start to get excited hearing about all the rules they're going to have to follow under me? I thought you might. Why don't we see just how well you can follow them, Omega? Bend over the counter. Show me how well you can follow your new rules as a mated Omega.